Hey, good afternoon. You are listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl, an eclectic collection of punk, rock and roll, rockabilly, classic rock, acid rock, mood music, occasional classic, and all of my old vinyl LPs as I burn them to digital and share them with you out there in cyberland, right here on Brad's Vinyl. And what have I got today? Today I'm featuring from Virgin Records an American rock band out of Kansas City. 1977 formed. This is a 1979 LP, their debut album, Shooting Star. Shooting Star. Six-piece band. Forming in the late 70s, yeah. And was produced by Gus Dudgeon. Gus, best known for his work with Elton John, also David Bowie. And they got a little bit of moderate airplay on some album-oriented rock radio stations in the U.S. Ron Verlin and Van McLean, they grew up together, actually, in suburban Kansas City. Childhood friends, next-door neighbors, became good friends. And back in 1964, when the Beatles appeared in the Ed Sullivan Show, apparently Ron and Van were hooked and drove their parents crazy, just like kids all around the country, begging their parents to take guitar lessons. So, and they put a band together with their brothers also, Craig McLean and John Verlin, and they played along to some Beatles records in Ron's dad's garage. It was like a garage band. 2 years later, they moved to a different school district, and the band split up. So, but later, Van and Ron met up again, entering the Shawnee Mission South High School, apparently, and then reformed. And they played their first gig at one of the local schools, actually. It was a sock hop. And after that, they got offers to play at frat parties, country clubs, and also schools all throughout the Midwest. And then in 1974, they started, Van actually started some serious songwriting. And they started to actually play their own music and perform their own music, stop playing cover songs. So, planned a trip to England to shop out a record deal. So, we'll talk more about the rest of the band at the intermission. Let's get into side A right now of Shooting Star right here on Brad's Vinyl. We'll be right back.
such a short go. People hit such hard, hard times. Wanted to tell.
Well, all right. Bring it on. Bring it on. A little more punchy song there. As they gained popularity. Bring It On actually was, it got a little bit of airplay. It helped to boost this band's notoriety. That and also You Got What I Need, which was earlier, and Tonight, also on side two. So we started out with You Got What I Need, followed by Don't Stop Now, Higher, Just Friends. Nice kumbaya lyrics there, all Can't We Just Be Friends type stuff. And finishing up side one with Bring It On, Bring It On. So, yeah, Shooting Star, side A, their debut LP on Virgin Records. So they had to go to London, England, to actually get some success. That 1979 LP was actually released in 1980, and Shooting Star went on a national tour, opening for bands like Robin Trower and Triumph, and started to get a little bit of radio success there. So, yep. I think they also played at the Marquee in London. I mean, that was a big deal back then. The Marquee Club, the legendary Marquee Club, which was the birthplace of bands like the Rolling Stones and the Who, Rod Stewart and Faces, Led Zeppelin, Elton John, and a lot of others. So, yeah. Yep. So Steve Thomas on drums, Ron Verlin playing bass, Bill Guffey keyboards, Charles Waltz harmony vocals, violin and keyboards also, Van McLean lead vocals and lead guitar, and Gary West doing a number of things, including lead vocals, keyboards, rhythm guitar, acoustic guitar, drums, and other assorted percussion as well. Gary West. So Gary West, actually, that's his stage name. He was born Gary Hodgden, actually, and he joined them in 1977 as a singer and songwriter. So, Shooting Star. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl, where we play eclectic LPs and old vinyl records of mine right here on Internet Radio. All right, so we're featuring Shooting Star, 1979. So let's get on into side two of Brad's Vinyl's Shooting Star right now. Thank you.
yes, I'm a midnight man. I can't
hold it in, hold it in.
Love, not so fast. I can't hold it.
when the stranger came to town. All the people watched with wonder, in the tattered clothes gathered round and raised their eyes up from the dirt. And the stranger said to them, I have been upon the mountain. I have witnessed forces like cannons that can ram you to the ground.
Stand up on your feet. Your life is short as hell. You could be dead. Look across the country, all the people with their dreams dead in their hearts.
Stand up on your feet, 'cause your life is short as hell. You could be dead.
Chance to, yeah.
Yeah. Brad at the Bone here on Brad's Vinyl. We're finishing up side B of Shooting Star. Shooting Star, a progressive rock band. Steve Thomas on drums, vocals Charles Waltz, Van McLean, Gary West. That was Tonight, which had a lot of airplay for them. A little punchy tune there. Followed by Rainfall, then Midnight Man. Also a nice upbeat tune. Stranger, and then finishing up with Last Chance there, my favorite Shooting Star track there. Shooting Star, that Last Chance, very very Kansas-y sounding there, like the band Kansas, with violins, vocals even sounding like Kansas, keyboards, you name it. Last Chance on Virgin Records. 1979, Shooting Star. Again, that's Steve Thomas, Bill Guffey, Gary West, Van McLean, and Charles Waltz. So we hope you enjoyed today's Brad's Vinyl and feature of Shooting Star right here on Brad's Vinyl. Check us out for our next show where I burn more of my vinyl LPs to digital. And hope to see you out there again, or hear you out there, or hear about you listening to or hearing me. Yeah, whatever. So, Brad's Vinyl out. Thanks for listening.